Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Hey.
Hey.
What's happening? What's happening?
It's the Share Funny podcast.
Something happening. Because everything's moving.
So at the end of the regular old show, we were talking about Alexis's bad driving, the little incidents that she has because she's so short, and she lies about her height on her driver's license. She's really 4'10", and she says she's 4'11".
Yep.
Just to add a little bit to it, not in order to skip having to drive with some sort of a booster or something that raises her up in the seat. And we found out that if you're 4'9 or below, you have to have some sort of an apparatus, right?
So you just barely make it. Yeah, we had three people that DM'd us and said 4'9.
I've never seen anybody with an apparatus in their car.
Do you ever see anybody shorter than you are? Are you ever in the car of someone shorter than you?
No, I suppose not.
Right.
Well, then that's why.
It's the first I'm hearing of this.
But in, everybody says that she could probably benefit from a booster or something. Sit on a, stack of books or whatever it is. But it would need to be something that locks in so the thing she's sitting on isn't sliding out from under her. But you say that you can't see the road in front of your hood. You can see everything else, but you cannot see the pavement in front of you?
Not like immediately in front of me. Yeah. Like, obviously, I can see the road that I'm about to drive on, what I'm about to go over, but I can't see the ground when I'm driving. I mean, I don't. It's like normal to me.
I was like trying to process
that. Been like this my whole life.
Okay.
That's all I know.
I'm trying to be a little bit fair. None of us can see the ground immediately in front of the hood.
Okay, so then we're all on the same page.
My curiosity comes now. if it wasn't storming, I'd want to go out in the parking lot and take like a pen or a piece of paper and keep laying it down to the ground until she tells me, now I can see it. Mm-hmm. Because I get the feeling that what you're saying is you can't see the road until it's like a long way away.
Yeah, like obviously if there's like an animal about to cross the road, I can see that, but I can't see everything on the ground, so sometimes when I'm parking, like, I can't really see where the things are.
Little poles?
Yeah, the poles, because I can't see down there in those corners. I can't see the ground.
And then I'm trying to picture, like, how far can you see? We got to figure out how far she can see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is all I know.
Yeah, maybe, right.
Yeah, during tomorrow's show, because it's storming outside right now. Maybe tomorrow when the weather's better, we can come up with a plan for how to figure that out. Because I'm dying to know now. Because I'm willing to bet, based on what she's saying, it's a considerable distance now that she can't see the road.
Yeah.
And I know it's my car because I've been in other cars where the seat raises higher than my car does.
Yeah.
And I can tell the difference. So I've been in like a truck where I drove a truck and I could see everything in the truck because the seat went all the way up.
Yeah.
But the seat in my car does not go all the way up, I feel like.
Ace's truck seat goes up really high.
Yeah.
You can test his out. Mine's broken. Mine's broken, or I would let you drive mine.
Right.
No problem. Yeah. No problem. But yeah, mine's broken, and it actually sinks when somebody shorter than I am gets in it. So
can't do that.
That would be a nightmare. Don't want that. But yeah, Ace would love for you to test his truck out.
That would look so funny, her tiny self in a big truck.
I've driven a big truck before.
How big? Like a U-Haul kind of truck?
At the restaurant that I managed, we had what we called a shuck truck, and it was like a big one of those Yukons almost. Mm-hmm. Big white Yukon, and I drove that thing. Like probably like 20 miles per hour, but still I drove it.
Oh, like the size of Gwen's car out there. She has a Suburban.
It's bigger than that. Like bigger than that.
Really?
Yeah, because it only has two seats in the front, and then it's all empty in the back, so you could like store things. But it's not like a minivan. It's smaller than a mini. It's more of a bigger SUV.
And it's a Yukon.
It looks like a Yukon. Okay. I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. It was huge, though, and I drove it South Boulevard.
You should be in an SUV, though, right?
That's what I want. I want an SUV.
I think not.
Why not?
Because you're not good at judging distances, and when you have a big thing like an SUV, you've got to learn to – the distance is a big issue.
But then I'll be able to see more things because it'll be bigger, and maybe the seats will go up higher, and then I can do a little bit better. At driving.
Yeah. While we're at it, why don't we just get you an 18-wheeler to drive around?
Yeah.
That would be fun. Whipping it. Who wants to go on a ride, guys?
You're driving a weapon. I mean, you really are.
It just seems to me like we need to decrease the size of the vehicle to help her see, to feel more.
I'm not doing
help her
that.
Sight lines.
She needs a Mini. Yeah, Mini Cooper.
Yeah,
I'm not driving a Mini Cooper.
Or one of those little tiny
smart car
yeah. things. Yeah.
No, that is not swaggy at all. I'm not doing that.
She makes a good point there.
Yeah.
It's not swaggy.
So swaggy over safety.
Yes. Always.
Let's talk about that. It's not swaggy.
Yeah.
I'm driving one of those smart cars, like, oh, hey guys, I'm coming into work in my car. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Well, that's good because we hired you to be swaggy.
That's right.
Well,
that's not swaggy at all. You're fired.
I only drive swaggy cars.
Yeah. Look at that. Imagine me in that thing. That would be
the
laughing
sense.
Stock of every single person. It would be asking, I would be asking to get made fun of driving.
No, I don't think you would. I think most people would just say, would look at that and think, well, it's okay.
No,
that's
they'd
a good
be
car
like,
for her.
Oh, she's so cute in her tiny little car. And I'd be like, shut up.
Right. I mean, you need to either be driving a car that has smart on the back of it or one that has Tonka.
Yeah.
On the back.
It's yellow.
Oh, I would hate driving that.
Yeah. We should have to, you should be in a remote control car.
Yeah. Barbie car.
Okay. Here's a lady that just DM'd us. And she says, I'm 4'9 3/4. My 25-year-old daughter is about 4'9, maybe 4'8 3/4. We don't have booster seats, but we cannot see the street directly in front of the car either.
So I guess that's how it is.
There you are.
That's not car. Stop.
So is that a seat that goes in the seat? Oh, there's pedal extenders.
Yeah. Remember, we talked about that before when we were trying to get her to stop running into everything.
Yeah, but that's not the problem. Not the pedal extenders.
Well, I think that helps a great deal, doesn't it?
It doesn't help because my feet reach the pedals right now, currently. I don't have a problem with that.
My feet reach the pedals right now, currently.
I'll have them. Maybe like a Flintstone car, right, where your feet touch the ground. Yeah. And you just.
I love Jack said, please inform her the word swaggy is, in fact, not swaggy. I think, though, you know more about what's swaggy or not swaggy, Alexis. So you don't think if the pedals were closer to you that it would be helpful?
No, it's
you
not
don't,
that.
And you don't think this is a seat that goes in your seat that straps around the back, so it doesn't look like a booster seat. It just raises
you. Yeah, kind of like that. I would maybe use something like that. That doesn't look as bad.
Yeah, because it just looks like a different style seat in a car.
And I'd be like, okay, yeah, this is different, a different style. What y'all know about this? You don't, so don't even worry about it.
Yeah, so that like that you're making the booster seat swaggy.
Yeah, that is a little swaggy.
Okay.
I would do that.
I'm just looking at some different options.
Well,
oh, I like that one.
That's not real. That's a little 18-wheeler for little kids to ride around in. That's totally fake, by the way. I mean, it's real, but it's a fake car.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
See, if this girl can drive with her feet, then I really don't have an excuse.
Exactly.
You didn't have an excuse anyway, but okay.
I mean, I haven't hit any car, so it's just been like...
Have you hit parked cars?
No, not in a very long time.
And they don't count as cars, right. Ace. If they're parked cars, they're not cars.
Not cars.
Duh.
Bria says, I have a friend who's had to sit on a booster since high school. She also has pedal extenders because she can't reach the pedals, even with the seat all the way up. She's 4'9".
I can, though.
With your toe or with your
full foot? No, with my whole foot? My full foot.
Okay.
I can even take off my shoes and still drive.
All right.
I promise.
So, as long as you're comfortable with the swagness of whatever you're driving, that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters. I've been driving 12 years.
Yeah?
I've had my license. Come on.
Okay. And what mishaps have you had in 12 years?
Well, okay. I totaled the first car that I got, but it wasn't my fault.
Uh-huh.
It was because someone cut me off on the highway.
Yeah.
And then other than that, just, you know, a couple dents here and there. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And a wreck.
I got hit by a deer.
And you got hit by a deer.
And those deer, things. Probably, probably a drunk deer at that.
Yeah. But, you, I mean, that just happened. You really can't help that.
Exactly. I got hit by a drunk driver.
Yeah.
Okay, not your fault.
I was in a cab and got hit by a drunk driver, too. And I wasn't even driving at all. I was in the back seat.
Hmm. Well, you got bad luck.
No.
Stay off the road.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. Did you hit the deer with the front of the car, or did the deer slam into the side of your car?
The deer slammed into the side of the car, and then it kind of fell over to the side.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what to do. I was like, do I get out? Do I stay? Do I move? Then the deer just got back up and jumped over my car, and I was like, oh, it's going to go get the rest of its deer friend. I need to get out of here. They're all going to come attack me because I'm in the middle of nowhere. So, like, they're all coming.
So you really thought they were going to go, all the deer were going to come back and attack
they
you?
They were. That was my, like, initial thought. Like, I need to get out of here right now. Yeah.
That's what they do, too.
Yeah.
I mean.
Southeast LA.
They call their deer friend.
To round them up. They have that special call they make, and then they're. I mean, it's just like being turned loose in a gorilla cage.
I'm going to get my dear friend. We're going to come back here.
Because it jumped up so fast. I was like, oh. And I was in South Carolina in the middle of nowhere in those like tiny little streets where it's all nothing but farmland. And I'm like, I got to get out of here. Like the deer are coming. I already know. I know it. I know it. I know it.
Yep. And you know what? You were right. I'm sure they came. They were ready to kick some ass. Good thing you got out of there.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on acetj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
At the end of the radio show today, we were talking about lies. Who's got the longest lie? And a lady just sent us one. I've been seeing the same man for 5 years. Everyone thinks we broke it off years ago. And he's had a girlfriend the whole time, but we continue to see each other. He calls me every day, and we see each other at least twice a week. Dumbest thing ever. So she's admitting that still seeing him is dumb.
I guess.
But she can't shake it. She's got to have it a couple times a week.
Mm-hmm. Got to have it.
Is that right? Or would that be wrong to say? Doesn't sound like it. I mean.
So if a stranger walks up to you and asks you if you want to try out to be on a new game show and then says, okay, well, we're doing the tryouts up in this this hotel here, and you go up into the hotel suite, and then the audition for the game show continues to the point where the guy says, we need you to take off your clothes. You probably shouldn't do that. That's a guy in London who's been doing this with these nude challenges, and he does it with men's, so he's tricking men into thinking they're going to be on a nude game show, and then tells them they could win up to $5,000 by taking part of the program, and then they never hear from him again, obviously.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. But I was about to ask, how do they possibly think being nude is going to get them on the game show? But the game show, the setting mm-hmm. of the game show involves nudity, right? Yeah.
And this has been going on at least since 2018. Police have gotten reports of incidents happening, and they haven't caught the person.
They didn't get the guy?
Uh-uh. Because is anyone with information or who believes they may have been a victim, and he gives the number to call.
So it could be longer, but at least 2 years he's been running the nude game show scam.
Yeah, the first person came forward in 2018, so he could have been it way before that.
Did he ask him to do anything weird during their auditions?
It doesn't say.
Or just get nude? Just want to see what I'm working with here.
Yeah, because, I mean, it could be, okay, one of the challenges could be that you're naked and you have to carry a remote control over to the couch and turn on the TV with it, not using your hands.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So a guy could be, all right, picking it up with his butt,
ew,
taking it over to the couch, and then trying other ways to turn on the TV with it.
Gross.
That's what you want to see, Riggins. Yeah. You want to know how far they went in their audition?
Sure.
I wonder if women would have done it.
Yeah. But if women would have done it, there would be more of a reaction of, oh, my God, what a creep. I can't believe he would do that to unsuspecting women, and he took advantage of them and all that. But if it's guys, everybody's like, ah.
Yeah.
That's true.
No one feels bad for him.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Everybody's just like, what an idiot. I can't remember. How did you buy that?
Stupid. I don't know. If you're not ashamed of being naked in front of people to begin with, to where you would be on a game show like that, then it'd probably be easy to get that person to fall for it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I would never be on Naked and Afraid just for the sheer having to be naked part. I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, maybe that's his defense. He's like, listen, you were going to get naked anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
That would prevent me from coming forward, I think, in that situation.
Yeah, it's like the only difference is that they don't have a chance to win $5,000 or be on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it wasn't really a game show, but I feel stupid now, so now I'm not going to tell anybody, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you even charge him with?
Fraud, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda got upset because we're watching Naked and Afraid one day, and she said, would you go on this show with me? You think we'd be good on the show together? And I said, no, we'd be terrible on the show together. Why? Why would you say that? We work good together. I said, but we don't have any survival skills.
Yeah.
I said, we work good together at doing things like around the house or going places or whatever. We don't have survival skills.
You don't have survival skills either?
I don't know how to make a net out of twine that's going to capture a fish or that kind of stuff.
How are you going to be from Louisiana and you don't know how to do anything?
Well, they don't allow you to take a gun with you or anything like that.
So the only way that you would survive is if you had a gun?
Yeah,
you can't fish with your bare hands?
No.
You were going to fish with a gun?
Yeah. Yes.
Goodness gracious. And I thought that you guys had learned all these survival skills from Louisiana, and that's what you talk about.
The least I could do to fish with, you would take a stick and you could whittle it down into like a spear, and you could spear fish. Okay, any idiot can figure that out. I could do that. But other than that, the things that these people do, like they're making shoes out of, whatever. I mean, they all have a lot of a high level of skill before they ever get out there.
Yeah. No. I know how to hunt and fish and stuff, but the normal way with a gun and some fishing equipment. And I could survive a couple of days. I may be able to build some kind of to make some sort of a fishing line or some kind of a fish trap or something to catch a fish. But as far as hunting with no gun and all that, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, yeah, each person gets to bring one thing with them.
Yeah, okay. So they could take a gun?
No.
I choose a gun.
You can take a gun, but no bullets.
You can take you can take fishing line. Or you can take
a knife?
Yeah, or a knife. Like there's a
guy. Matches or something?
They provide you with a fire starter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So most of them, somebody brings a knife or like a hatchet of some sort they can use to chop down and make themselves a shelter.
Well, you can start a fire, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there we go. That's one skill. So you can start a fire.
Have you ever seen Naked and Afraid?
Yeah, I've watched Naked and Afraid.
There's a whole lot more to it than that.
Maybe you should just have a little bit more confidence in yourself.
I'd be a lot better on this at regular Naked Game Show.
Yeah, he wants to do that remote control trick.
Yeah, I could do that.
It's a relay he can get behind.
I'm trying that this afternoon just by myself around the house. Put a piece of Velcro on the wall and see if I can stick it up there with my butt.
Don't. Like there's not already Velcro on your wall.
What's that for?
Don't worry about it.
Half of a Velcro strip. Where's the other side of it?
So these guys go up there in this hotel because a stranger said, come show me your wanker. I'm just like, oh, we're going to be in a game show, mate.
Right. Mate.
Cheers. Yeah. Cheers.
He's like, what? Okay.
Okay, I guess so. And then just still go and do it, though. Yeah. That's my thing. Yeah. Like, why do you still go and do it?
Because they want to be famous. They want to be on television. They want to win $5,000.
Always showing their goods.
I guess $5,000. $5,000 and then whatever their little money sign is.
Pounds.
Yeah.
That's all it was. $5,000. Okay.
Yeah, and that was just for a chance.
Yeah.
That's not even saying, strip down and do the naked remote control race and you get $5,000. It was just come up here and strip down, to your full nakedness. Let me take some pictures and video of you, and then we'll submit your audition.
Yeah. I'm like, do you get a new remote control for every audition? Or is this the same one? Ew. That you just picked up with my cheek.
Gross.
So come to find out, 5,000 pounds is almost like $6,600-some-odd.
Yeah.
It's not crazy.
And you know those pictures end up on the internet somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You just stand there naked in a hotel room, ends up on the internet.
I mean, men, they send nudes all the time for free anyways. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Well, I just know that even when I was poor, I don't think $6,000 would get me standing in front of strangers taking pictures of me naked with the hopes of being on a naked game show.
No. Yeah. Me either.
In London.
Ew.
Yeah.
Home of Jack the Ripper.
Mm-hmm.
I might have been more likely English. To do it in London because it's like, they're foreigners. This is the way they do things.
Yeah, and you could always say, at least my teeth are good.
I guess I would be the foreigner. Like, I'm just a foreigner. I just don't know the English way. This is what they do. All right, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Weird.
Very weird.
Would you do it, Rob? How much money would it take to get you to audition for a naked game show?
Not much. I'll take almost anything for that.
Okay, so just a chance to win some money, though. No.
It'd have to be guaranteed money.
Okay, say the qualifying prize is $200 just to get on the show.
sure, I'll give it a shot.
And they're going to video you and, you know, make you run around with the remote control in your butt.
I didn't hear that part.
Oh, well, too late. You agreed. You got to do it now.
Wait, I if the money's guaranteed now, suddenly, I'm going to rethink my position on this.
You would definitely do it, Ace.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
There was a story on Reddit where this guy's claiming that he his girlfriend returned the engagement ring he gave her because she didn't think he had spent enough money on it. And on Reddit, they were debating as to whether or not she was right.
What?
That's the debate to have, whether or not she was right.
So she returned it because she didn't think he spent enough.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's not even in the ballpark of right.
That's ridiculous.
So the women are saying, though, what should she have to do? Just walk around with an engagement ring or wedding ring that she doesn't like for the rest of her life?
Yeah.
That's not what it's about.
How would you know?
So what is it about?
It's about the symbol of him wanting to marry her. That's what it's about. It's not about the actual ring.
Mm-hmm. So the amount of money that he put into the symbol that's supposed to represent how much he loves her is an insult, because that must mean he doesn't love her that much.
What if he didn't have any more money and that's all he could afford?
Well, then she doesn't need to be marrying him either for that, for being poor.
Ridiculous.
She shouldn't be marrying a poor ass.
It does say that he allegedly makes enough that if he followed the 10% rule, you know, which says that you should spend 1/10 of your salary on an engagement ring, he should have spent between $10,000 and $15,000.
And jewelers came up with that rule, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So,
She don't deserve it.
The ring was $3,000.
Well, you can get a nice ring for $3,000.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it may be nice, but it's not. He didn't spend as much as, according to his salary, he should have been spending.
Run.
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he needs to go.
She just did you a big favor.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe that. Like, that's insane to me.
And what a blessing that would be, because then nobody would even judge you for leaving her. Mm-hmm. Everybody would be like, you were good to leave. It's not like he cheated on her and left her out in the cold.
I wonder how he even brought it up to him. Like, this is not enough. You didn't spend enough money. Like, the audacity to do that.
She probably did it immediately. Immediately.
Like, as soon as he asked. No, she had to at least probably wait till the next day she did her own investigation.
Yeah.
Probably took it somewhere to try to find out how much she spent on it.
I bet she didn't have to investigate it at all. I bet she already knew. But she probably could have ballparked the price of that ring. If you're that type of person, she was probably able to ballpark the price of the ring immediately. And no, he could have at least spent three times more than at least okay. three times more.
Well, here's another thing to throw in. She was initially happy with it until she showed her mother, and her mother is a jeweler, and she called it cheap, and she said that the mother said that it didn't value her. Accused her. The woman then gave the ring back to the guy and accused him of undervaluing her and what she does for him, which includes caring for their 18-month-old and doing most of the cooking and housework.
Oh, my God.
He already had a kid with her.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
And does she work? Or she just takes care of the baby?
It just said house stuff. Her parents are accusing me of using her and treating her like cheap trash. I've tried to explain my point of view, but they won't listen and are demanding at least a 10% ring.
So her parents are mm-hmm. demanding at least a 10% ring.
Yeah.
I've never heard of the parents being the ones to demand a bigger, better ring.
Well, if the mom's a jeweler, you know, she's going to be... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she could still have some class.
Yeah, she works at a jewelry store.
Shouldn't
cleaning it.
Even had said anything in the first place. Should have kept her mouth shut in the first place. That's not her place to say that.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a way to take away from that special moment. She was happy about it. She was excited she got engaged, and then the mom's going to be like, actually, this ring is cheap as hell. He doesn't love you. It's all a lie. This is what you're worth to him. Like, what?
Exactly.
God.
I'm with the mom on this deal.
You're with the mom?
Yeah. She's right. He's treating her like cheap trash. She does all the cooking. She does all the cleaning. She does all the welding. Everything that needs to be done, everything. She's doing it. And he buys her a little cheapo, creepo $3,000 engagement ring. No. No, I don't think so.
You know he could be doing much better.
Yes. He's got the money. Believe you me, he's got the money. Which I've never understood that phrase, believe you me.
Believe you me.
When it's believe me.
You.
You.
You. That's dumb. Believe you me.
Shouldn't have had a kid with her. I mean, now he's locked in.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have done that. That was a bonehead move. Because this is probably not the first time she's made some snotty comment like that where she's criticizing him about spending money on her.
But again, let's remember, she was okay with it until her mom started talking to her. So she may never have been like that before. Until this moment, her mom might have always been kind of a bitch. But, you know, she was fine with the ring until she started talking to her mom. So mom is the real culprit here. Well, although daughter's old enough to think for herself.
Daughter's old enough.
Okay, well, here's another little curveball. He does make enough money to buy her the $10,000 to $15,000 ring. Most years, but this year he hasn't because of COVID.
Okay.
So he's buying her what he can right now. He also has been financially supporting his parents, his sister, and nephew, who all have had COVID-19.
Oh my gosh.
This woman, he needs to just not marry her at all.
And then he's also helping support his sister, who lost her job because of the shutdowns and everything. And his job just announced that 150 people will be laid off next year. So he wanted to be smart about his spending, though he doesn't think he'll be laid off, but just in case.
He's trying to be smart building their future.
Mm-hmm. Now, should he have waited until he's making his normal money again before he proposed?
Yeah, I would say yes, he should have waited.
Maybe she was putting pressure on him.
Yeah, so that's the thing. If she's putting pressure on him, and then he does it, he gets her the best he can right then, and she's not happy with it.
I can't even believe it. I get a lotion set from the dollar store, and I'm not complaining about it. Well, right now I am, but still.
You get what?
A lotion set from the dollar store. That's the only gift my ex ever bought me.
Oh. I just thought you were talking about how you've been sacrificing since COVID.
I wasn't sure where that was coming from either.
No. But yeah. That's the only gift he ever got me.
A lotion set from the dollar
store. From the actual dollar store. Not even like Dollar General.
But like everything's a dollar
store. Yeah, like that one. Yeah.
And then he did it again, right?
No, he only did that once. But yeah.
Yeah, and that's the one who ate your leftovers.
And this one who ate my leftovers.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm pretty sure he could have afforded a regular lotion set from Target at least. But I didn't say anything to him about that.
Good girl. I got you a lotion set.
I wouldn't masturbate with that lotion. And I use cheap stuff.
You'd be it all up.
Yeah. Not a chance.
This girl's over here complaining about her engagement ring. Get out of here. There are bigger problems on this earth.
You don't know the struggle.
You do not know the struggle.
Shut your ass.
I got a lotion set. At first, I thought she was on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, who is she talking to over there? What's that about?
Touched a nerve.
Because that's what I was like. That's what I was thinking in my head. Like, this girl's over here complaining about a ring, and the best thing I ever got in the 2 years of dating this broke ass is a lotion set from the dollar store. Get out of here. And I did not even complain about it. I just took it.
That's why she's the real MVP. I mean, how lucky a guy would be to have her.
Still said 99 cent on the box. Like, come on.
Hey, after taxes, it was over a dollar.
Over a dollar.
$1.07. Damn.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this this peeled away a scab we weren't intending.
Yeah. So good. How long did y'all date?
For 2 years.
And that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he got me the pig, too, that led for me to get Khaleesi. But I still had to do the legwork for that, so that doesn't count.
Khaleesi's her cat.
My cat, yeah.
All right. Well, let's investigate this a little bit more, too. I mean, because I don't know if I want to know all the things about this ex-boyfriend, or I like being surprised with little nuggets here and there.
And it's going to be a never-ending surprise.
Yeah.
You just know it's going to constantly keep throwing up surprises.
Right. All right, so we'll figure it out.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny.
Funny
you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Yeah, everybody funny. Now you funny too. So, we just found out that Alexis was in a 2-year relationship with a fine young gentleman. It did not end nicely. It wasn't an amicable split. They didn't consciously uncouple. It was bad business. A hard fall. When she came home, and the last straw was that he had eaten her leftovers.
Mind you, that I had been thinking about all day. I could already picture it, how it looked, the cheese melting. I already knew what it was going to taste like, that first bite. I was going to warm up the tortillas because it was Mexican food. Mm-hmm. Warm up the tortilla. Like, oh, I could just imagine. I was driving home all nice and happy, like, I'm just going to eat my food.
Driving home from work.
Yeah, I was driving home from work.
And he had been there all day playing video games.
Exactly.
And eating you got home, he ate your leftovers, you went ballistic,
oof,
kicked him out, this mm-hmm. is the end of us,
yep,
blah, blah, blah. Okay. But knowing that, there are times, like earlier in the Share Funny, where we get these little gems thrown in, that they were in a relationship for 2 years, and all he ever bought for her for any occasion was a lotion set, a quote-unquote lotion set from the dollar store. Now,
what you laughing at, Rob?
It's funny.
So, what was in the lotion set?
Soap, one of those lotion, like soaps that you are scented, and then it was a lotion, and then some type of fake perfume, like the fragrance, body fragrance spray.
Now, did you like the way the lotion smelled or anything?
Of course not.
No, it was terrible.
It was horrible. It was like purple. It didn't even have a name. Like, I don't even know what the scent
purple.
Was.
It was just it's purple. Purple lotion it. Scent.
Purple lotion scent.
Now, what was the occasion?
On the bottle, it just said lotion. And there's little letters underneath that. Purple.
I don't think there was an occasion. It was just random.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
And I said, thank you.
And what did he get for birthdays and Christmas and all?
Man.
Did he buy you gifts for those occasions?
No. Well, so I got, the pig was on one of my birthdays.
Uh-huh, that you traded in for a cat.
I traded in for a cat, and mm-hmm. I had to do the legwork for that and hang out with this girl for a whole month
mm-hmm.
to be able to get her. And then for Valentine's Day one time, I came home, and he had carved an apple into a swan.
Damn, I knew that. Well, you ain't never told us that shit. What the hell? The hell?
He carved an apple into a swan. That's
you ain't never told us that.
Yeah.
You got a picture.
That's pretty hard.
I do have a picture.
Ooh, we gotta hurry up and pull that shit up.
He carved an apple into a swan. While impressive, not really mm-hmm. a gift.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I try to like block out these memories.
Okay, so you obviously were happy with that at the time, right?
I mean, my dumb ass probably thought, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, back then. Of course.
And I what was are you? Dumb and naive.
And what did you get him to compare the gifts?
Oh, my God. I would get him. I got him a PlayStation. For one birthday, I did a surprise birthday party for him and got him a PlayStation.
Okay, wait. I'd like to put him, can we put him side by side? Like the year that he gave you the apple carved into a swan, you gave him what?
PlayStation. I bought him about 4 different hats. I would buy him cigarette packs all the time. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, but so you bought him a PlayStation for Valentine's Day and for his birthday? You bought him two?
No, I think for Valentine's Day, I didn't do anything because...
Okay, so then the Apple Swan...
Yeah, he was one up on me.
Yeah, you didn't get him a damn thing.
Ooh. I mean, if you want to count the cigarette packs, I might have gotten him one that day.
Okay, you mean as far as packs of cigarettes?
Yeah, like a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. What did he smoke?
A pack a day, Newports.
Of course. that sounds like a guy who would like the rush of menthol.
Yeah. So for people who are not familiar, Newport, a lower end cigarette.
No. It's just a strong menthol cigarette.
Okay.
Yeah. And the kids were into, the young adults were into them for a long time.
Yeah.
All right. Newport Ace is, it's the young version of Cool Filter King.
Got it.
Yeah. So what else? For his birthday that year, you bought him a PlayStation and
the surprise party. I had a cake ordered for him.
And on your birthday?
My birthday, he got me a pig after I had been saying that I wanted a cat.
Okay. But still, it ended up being the best thing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that pig was expensive, though, right?
No, it was $150.
Oh, okay. Might have been a lot to him.
It was not.
Okay.
All right. What else? The lotion set. That was a good gift. What'd you get him? Oh, no, never mind. That was just because.
It was just because.
Yeah. So, see, that's not even, that's just a surprise. Thinking of you.
Whenever we went out on dates, if we went out on dates, who do you think had to pay for the stuff?
Every time?
Basically. Every time. There was maybe one time that he paid, and I still had to leave a tip.
What was it? Did he have a steady job?
Yes. I got him. I had him set up, like, with really good jobs in restaurants, and he would just give up his shift so that he could go home and play video games and then lie about it. I remember one time I knew he was supposed to work, and I was like, so you're supposed to work today. Why aren't you getting ready? He's like, they called me off. And I was like, no, they didn't call you off. And he's like, they did. And I said, prove it. Call them right now. And he called them, and he was pretending that he was talking on the phone to the manager, lying the whole time just so he could stay home and play video games. Well, I'm working a double nonstop. Like, I just, ugh.
And who was he actually talking to? Nobody?
Nobody. He hit the phone, and it was like you could see that there was no one on the phone.
It's like the home screen.
Yeah.
I love this guy. He put a lot of effort into this.
It's hard to believe that people really tried that whole I'm calling work, but I don't call it, don't hit a button.
Yeah.
Do you make noises like boop, boop, beep, boop, boop?
He was trying to like stand far away from me, but I still knew. I'm like, I know that you're not calling me. Like, I know you're not. He would lie to me even though I knew he would be lying, mm-hmm. and he would still lie to me. And I'm like, oh, that would drive me insane.
He's at the end of the phone going, I'm sorry, that's my girlfriend. Let me step outside so I can hear you.
Yeah.
She won't shut up. Yeah, not believe in me.
While he was holding it to his phone, and you mm-hmm. were telling him, you're not calling it. Did he have his hand up? Like, please.
No, because I'm just like baffled, like flabbergasted. Like, you really think that I'm that dumb that I believe what you're doing? Like, what?
He's like, hold on, I'm talking to the manager. She's like, bitch, I am the manager. I'm standing in front of you.
Yeah, were you ever the boss of him at a restaurant? You never got him a job working for you?
No. I started managing. Oh, here it is. There's the Apple Swan.
Because that's quality work.
I mean, I never said it wasn't, and it was cool. I liked it. I posted it on my Instagram.
That's
so
really cool.
Yeah,
he took it out the fruit bowl. He's like, free gift.
Yeah, that's cool. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
You could if you sat your ass at home all day.
Yeah, if that's all you did all day was practice that, you could make it work, huh?
I just can't. I'm like looking at these pictures. They're all in archived.
I gave up my shift so I could play video games.
I could not believe it. I'm like, here I am, busting doubles every single day, paying most of the bills, and you just are sitting here playing video games all day.
Do you know how many women deal with that?
I just don't understand, and I don't understand how I dealt with it when I was in it. Like, I look back, and I'm like, what was I thinking? Like, I would not look his way right now at all. I would never look his way.
Not even, okay, let's say you don't know now. Would you still find him attractive?
No.
Physically, you couldn't look at him anymore and say that I'd still be attracted to him physically.
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
Because there are things now that I see in him that I didn't notice before because I was younger and I was naive and he was the first kind of real boyfriend that I really lived with and dated and stuff like that. So now being older and seeing those certain things, like, I would have known right away the type of person that he was.
Okay.
Well, playing video games is not just something they do minding their own business or whatever, right? I mean, if he's playing video games in the living room, he's jumping up and down and he's yelling at other players.
Yeah.
And did you have to deal with that all the time?
All the time.
Like, he's taking up your whole apartment.
Yeah. And if he went to work, or, you know, if he was working that week and we had the same day off together, you would think that he would be like, oh, well, let's do something. No, he would just stay playing PlayStation all day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bought it for him.
I know.
What did you want him to do?
Maybe just, you know, have a little balance.
Right.
Yeah, he could get away with a lot of that stuff if there was some kind of balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm very laid back. Like, I'm very laid back, and a lot of things that would bother a typical girl do not bother me. But when you have absolute, you don't care at all, that's when I start having a problem with it. Because, like, at this point, you know, I don't say anything about you playing video games any other day, but we both have a day off. You would think that you would make plans for us to hang out, and still you don't.
I did. I got another controller.
Yeah, okay.
I want you to play with me.
Come look, come look, come look. Look at me play this game. We're spending time together. Get out of here.
I'll have to agree with him on that one. Well, you're spending time together.
And Taylor here pointed out that he did buy you a $200 tablet.
No. Remember the story of the tablet was he went to the pawn shop because he was pawning his stereo system in his car. And he got this tablet that was probably 10 years old because the graphics were horrible on it. And it's fine. You got me a tablet. That's fine. But he told me it was $200. I call the pawn place, and they're like, no, it's only $25. So why are you lying about the price of the tablet when I know it's about, maybe not 10 years old, I'm exaggerating, but it was at least like 4 years old. Like, it was an old tablet.
What brand of tablet?
Acer or something that's not even like a real tablet.
No, Acer.
It is, but you don't think of that as a tablet right away.
Did it have a handle on the top of it?
No, but it was like chunky, like it was all clunky and stuff, and it was just not...
Right.
And he told me, he's like, it's $200. Like, swore up and down it was $200. Call the pawn shop. He's still sticking to his lie. He stuck to his lie to the point that he went to the pawn shop with his friend to tell them that he had paid $200. And his friend's like, he really did that. Like, he really went up there and made a scene.
Well, on his part, whether he had been doing bad things or not, the first time you had to call behind me and check up on something, I would figure our relationship was done.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
I know.
Like, you call and have to check up on something that I said.
Pawn shop is involved in the breakdown of our relationship, maybe it's best that we cut sever ties.
If the relationship ends and it has anything to do with a pawn shop,
I'm out.
Yeah, if it begins or ends at a pawn shop, it's trouble.
This is Share Funny. Oh, yeah. On the Ace and TJ button.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.